Good morning, it's October 29th. May I enter into the adoration John witnessed when he heard the voice of many angels encircling the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And their number was myriads of myriads, and thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, "Worthy are you, the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Revelation 5:11-12. You, Lord Jesus Christ, received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to you from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." 2 Peter 1:17. I will not forget the exhortation that addresses me as your child. My child, do not despise the Lord's discipline, nor lose heart when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he chastises every child whom he receives. Hebrews 12:5-6. May I fear you and keep your commandments, for this applies to every person. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law, and observe it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things, and revive me in your way. Psalm 119:34-37. Like Ezra, I want to set my heart to study your word, to obey it and to do it, and to teach it to others. Ezra 7:10. Since we were called into fellowship with you, Lord Jesus Christ, help us to agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among us, and that we may be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:9-10. I will not lay up for myself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but I will lay up for myself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where my treasure is, there my heart will be also. Matthew 6:19-21, Luke 12:34. O God, your divine power has given me all things that pertain to life and godliness, through my knowledge of you, who called me to by your own glory and virtue. Through these you have given me your very great and precious promises, so that through them I may be a partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Surely your hand is not too hard to save, nor your ear too dull to hear. But our iniquities have separated us from you, our God. Our sins have hidden your face from us, so that you will not hear. Yet you saw that there was no one to intervene. So your own arm worked salvation for you, and your righteousness sustained you. You put on righteousness as your breastplate, and the helmet of salvation on your head. You put on the garments of vengeance, and wrapped yourself in zeal as a cloak. From the west all people will fear your name, and from the rising of the sun they will revere your glory. For you will come like a flood that your breath drives along. Isaiah 59:1-2 and 16-19. O God, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from your love that is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Romans 8:38-39. Walk with a king today and be a blessing.